Casey Phillips here with Anthony Beck. Time for a film session presented by Frontier, and you go to historic Lambeau. Everyone was all excited and thought this was the year. No Aaron Rodgers, and then what a game of unexpected turns and overtime and turnovers. It was just a crazy one, and not the ending the Bucs hoped for, but they definitely stayed in there and fought valiantly.
Yeah, they did. I mean, listen, when you have two of your starting offensive linemen not in the football game, it is a struggle. I mean, it's one thing coach speak to say next man up, but is it really impossible to fill those voids? And it showed a little bit, but there were still some plays to find in the game, and there's one on offense that I want to show out for sure, and then defense. But here's a play by Cameron Brate in the red zone. The scenario is 3rd and 6. And, from a down and distance, this is a little bit of a pressure look. They got a lot of stand-up players here. On the back end now, we have man-to-man coverage. So we have two corners on the outsides over our receivers, and we have Humphreys in the slot who's being guarded man-to-man by the nickel. Now, the safety looks initially, just go back briefly, see both safeties are one in the middle of the field and they're one down in the box. They're basically going to – bit of a disguise here. And then on the snap, they're going to zoom out and get wide in case we run these two deep receivers on the outside, which we don't do on the top. We're running under. Now, what that does is because opening the middle, Jameis reads this, and now our tight end has a mismatch against a strong safety. And any time a strong safety, if you look here, is within 3 or 4 yards of the line of scrimmage – that's a win every time. So Cameron Brate has great surge off the line of scrimmage. He knows right now he doesn't have to be physical with him initially. He just has to run by him fast. And when he starts chopping his feet, he makes the strong safety indecisive on where he's going to go in that position. And now he's able to kind of give him a wiggle. And once he does that, slows the defender down, Jameis just has to pop one over. Just look at the catch, though, Casey. Unbelievable effort to pull it in. You'll see it here on the back end. Again, protection is good. You see five defensive linemen. They're all really linebackers. It's a five-linebacker look here rushing the quarterback. And Jameis sits in the pocket. We're firm in protection. And you see Cameron go to work here. He runs by the defender, gives him a little shake. That's just enough. The middle of the field is wide open. And that play right there, I'm going to try to go so slow-mo. Look at that. Bam. One-handed catch. That's a phenomenal job. It was good to see Cameron Brate get involved in the offense yesterday.
Yeah, you know, that Chicago kid hated the Packers growing up. So yeah. It's probably exciting for him. And then, you know, Gerald McCoy, just there is nothing you can say about him at this point. It almost seems like we haven't already been able to say and see. But yet again, another game that he just caused havoc in there.
You're right. You know, it's tough because you do have some defenders down with Ayers not being in the game. It's been a challenge at the defensive line position. But Gerald, it just continues to get it done. This is in the fourth quarter. Obviously, Buccaneers have the lead, and you know it's about stopping the run game. And for a defensive lineman, you really don't have an advantage because you don't know what the play is going to be. You're trying to read it, but Gerald McCoy is right here. He's over the left tackle, and the left tackle's basically got a cutoff block. Now, the one thing you can't, as a tackle, you can't give up any penetration. You got to ride him down. Well, the force of Gerald McCoy just pressing back and getting him off the line and passing the line of scrimmage. So the line of scrimmage is right on the 14. Gerald's gets that push back to the 15, almost to 16, and really takes away what they want to do. They have good push on the front side. There's a hole being generated, but Gerald's able to slow the back down, get his arm up, trip him down, and it's a minimal gain. But the effort level, the domination at the line of scrimmage, what he's able to do from a technically sound, and then the power and strength and the speed and the quickness, put that all together, he's the best guy in the business at it. And right here, he makes a fantastic play, gets on the back, and that's a huge stop in the game. So, you know, when you look at these things on defense, they're not great. They're not always in the right spots. We got some young players learning on the go, but Gerald's been the most consistent piece. But not only is he doing it consistently, he's at a high level.
Yeah, which is great to see, as always. Thanks, Anthony, for that insight, and thanks to all of you for joining us on this film session. We'll see you next time.